Den omsorgsherre, jeg hadde helt hadde sadel, liksom. Det postet. So many sadhus given in charge to protect the travelers. Mm-hmm. So he'll cry all out. I'm going to be Bunda. Protect me. Give me protection. Hardness. He's all this now to the extreme. I won't be allowed to be rendered by you. The serious on the street come, I am free to all these blunders. At the next street I please protect me, give protection. And listen, they come on the close of the door, they are jumping. Many artificial ways also. The practices of Ramayana and the other atoms, they may help us to a slight degree. But this is ostentatiously, superfluously. The deep sage would be eliminated. That is only could be done by taking Mukunda in the throne of our heart, taking him, taking Krishna, feeling Krishna in our heart. Mukunda Sivayajat Bhattasad Dhatman Samati. As an artificial means, if you go on pranayama, for the time being, this Kama Krodha may seem to be of little less power. That is a permanent cure. Then when that's gone, we will come. It is temporary relief. They will give us from the hands of this Kamakrodha. Jamadivis, Jamniyam, Asunasatra, the yogis, the Ganis, they accept this as to quench the thirst. And gone with dhyan, dharana, samadhi, etc. And with some outward practices, they guard there. But the devotees, they do not, they have no faith in that. But that is artificial faith. They only want to invite Vasudeva in all phases of his life and the permanent necessary.
Maharaj, in the beginning, we were supposed to follow, but it seems that there is a point when there is imitation and then followance, because we have no qualification. Then if we try and follow, then there is actually some type of imitation there. So what is the difference between the...
I don't follow.
At what point does anukaran become anusaran?
Anusaran, there is sincerity.
Uh-huh.
And the anukaran, all the pratishtha, to copy, to imitate, to copy anukaran.
Yes.
To imitate. But without inner purity, all the to imitate things outwardly. To get the glory of a sadhu or something like that. To imitate. And the anusaran means to attain it from with it from the heart, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Anusharan means sincere progress.
Mm-hmm.
And Anukaran means artificial. So, it has been practically experienced that that responsible services can help us from falling to the prey of those calm, cruel heads. The faith first, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and Shraddha, and deep engagement with the duties attached by the Master. Deep engagement, especially engagement for the mind, not only for the body. My mental engagement only you can get by responsibility. Some responsible service is given to the disciple. And he takes up in his brain. And he cannot but think about it. The mind is engaged, they are charged. So no chance the mind gets of thinking about the other world. So deep engagement and with the responsible service, that in the physical sense, that helps us a great deal. But Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Grantha, really, they will be of help. But in fact, the serving, Parivasmena Sivaya, as much as we engage ourselves, able to engage ourselves in the deep, responsible services, they will have no chance. They will come and peep and go back. There is no time. He is really engaged. He has no time to entice, to give attention towards us. In this way they will have faith. Then coming twice, thrice, five times, no time. No attention he has got to spare towards us. He is very deeply engaged. The flying for seva, and also not physical but even the mental seva. Mental, that means the responsibility only can capture the mind. As God, the responsibility, the mind is compelled to think about that. Otherwise, mind may be free that, and the body is what? The mental, engage the my mind in intense subject, that is responsible. How much the time?
10:30.
Yeah. And then
over time.
Jaya Vishnu Parad Paramah Sridhar Jaya 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 Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya Guru Maharaj Ki Jaya.
In an ordinary country, there is the country and also capital. The capital where the existence and the position of the king is more fortified, more intense, more strong than in the ordinary country. So, Lord is everywhere and the concentrated existence in Dham, like capital. So, with our eye opened, we can feel that the special characteristic of Dham. Everywhere we shall see His presence, and especially in harm with particular engine strength. That's only the calculation. Calculation by the with the argument of the real I, we can feel, we can appreciate. Otherwise, those that have got no eye, no question of dham. No question of dham. In dham, there is also already the hierarchy, they are all in serving attitude. Serving attitude. Whether birds, beasts, just injured, the worm, insect, trees, everything. Their contribution is towards the pastimes, divine pastimes. They are all contributing units. There is nothing in their heart or their gesture, posture, their movement. Nothing but to help the pastimes of the Lord. Dhamero sarup shuribe mayane. Otherwise, it may apparently seem to us like anything, like a jungle, like ordinary things. The Ganges water, the purity, is only with them who has got the shraddha. Otherwise, to other side, ordinary water. Vigraha, Srimurti, Jagannath, Srimurti of Jagannath in Puri, a awkward figure, half hand, half feet, the eyes are like that. But Mahaprabhu, hours and hours standing and shedding tears, none could take him back from the place. What he used to see there, Mahaprabhu, that figure, to our eye. So, according to the depth of the vision of our inner eye, we come to that plane where the dham is, vigraha is, Ganga, Pavitra, purifying Ganges water, all the Shraddha Mayoyam Loka. That's that. Dharapani Andhe Kibakaji, no eye, what will do the glass? In glass we find the reflection, but the eye is absent. What we will see in the glass, I know. So, the eye, the Shraddha is necessary. According to the Shraddha, the differentiated character of dham with other places will come with in his sight.
Manifest
in his sight. But this clause is real acquaintance. Everything depends on Shraddha, faith. Our faith is effective thing, no other. To have our connection, if we want to have any link with the moon or the sun, ordinary instrument won't do. That's some plenary thing, just something like electricity or so, that can give connection with the sun, with the moon or this thing. In that plane we have to approach. So only by the help of the plane of Shraddha, we can approach to infinite. If we want at all, then by the help of the eye, or the nose, or ear, or mind, or even by intelligence, reason, we cannot hope to have in connection with that highest plane of the fundamental plane of the existence of this world. The finest plane, if we, which is underlying of this creation, if we like to have any connection, then only through Shraddha. Only through Shraddha. We can hope to establish any connection or investigation or anything of the kind. Shraddha mayo yam loka. Through faith. Then there is a question against it, that credulity, blind faith. Faith may be blind, yes? When there is the qualification of blind, then non-blind faith is also there. So by the help of that healthy, blind faith is diseased faith.
Yeah.
But by real faith, healthy faith, we have to connect with them. And on one hand, how we are limited, what experience we may have, that is also limited. And how much faith we can accumulate to have. Infinite. When I am going to establish any connection with the infinite possibility. But faith, how much? It is risen from my, its source is finite thing like me, and how much more he can imagine. His imagination must have also a limit. But the infinite, even the crossing the limit of any sort of imagination, it exists. Infinite is so precious, so great, so big, that our imagination also fails there. How much we can imagine? We are born and brought up in a cell, our experience also limited, our imagination is also limited. So, imagination also cannot be so much extended, cannot take infinite character. We must be conscious that we are going to connect our relationship with the infinite. And our the greatest imagination is only a point there. I cannot finish it. So imagination should not stand in the way. How much we can imagine? We are an atomic existence. How much may be the length and the breadth of our imagination? That is also very poor in comparison with the infinite. So we must not allow to be afraid of our imagination. More than imagination, we cannot have any conception, cannot imagine so broad, so big the infinity. So we must not be cowed down by the point that blind faith or all these things. More than that, infinitely more than that, that may exist. The faith can only help us to that direction. And when we have some connection, then it is told that he can, it is in his, the key is with him. To know him, the key is not within us, in our hand. The key to make himself known is in his hand. And when he will open the door, and we can enter. And as much as he likes to make us see, we can see that much only. So we have to first accept before we approach, expect to know him. We must prepare ourselves with this attitude. Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja. Because he does not allow us to enter into his domain, he is not existent. Maybe what harm he has got for that? We are losers. Adhokshaja realm. Ramanuj introduced this to Shankaracharya. Because you cannot enter as a subject and make it an object of your investigation, so you are refusing that I don't accept such thing to be existent. What does it mean? You foolish, you may be satisfied with your imaginary tendency. But really there is a domain, and when he wants to take us in within his jurisdiction, we can have some sort of experience. That is adhokshaja. Srimad Bhagavat has always warned us with this expression, adhokshaja. He is adhokshaja, transcendental, supramental. We cannot enter that domain as a subject, as knower, as an investigator. But as much he allows us, knowledge he allows us to know, we can know that only. Still, we have to admit that there is such a realm, that is super subjective. We are subject, and that is super subject. The Jiva Chaitanya, the soul, is not the final existence. Socrates, he told the soul is immortal, soul can live independent of matter. It is an independent unit, soul, Socrates told. It is independent of matter, not production of matter. The soul is not the final substance. Just as in comparison with matter, as the soul's position, so soul is considered like matter, and he is knower, super soul is there, Paramatma. And onward, subjective realm, onward, more and more. They are masters. We cannot be master there. We cannot be servant only. If we want to enter into the highest position, we shall accept the position of the slave of the slave. Then only we can get the chance of entering into that domain. It is not unreasonable. The matter, the gas, the sky, the ether is the limit of existence. Some people may think like that. Some people may say earth, water, all this. Then ether, some say the ether and electricity, that is the limit of the existence. But they know soul is their sacred truth. Soul, existence transcending matter of all its phases. So also, that human soul, that is only a particle of the gross side of the absolute. More finer super soul is existing, and so on. Just as in the material creation, so many stages there are, earth, water and stone, the wood, so many things, the gold, and so there are also spiritual substance, there is also condition in that. Generally too, in the lower part, Vaikuntha, and the higher sphere is Goloka, the land of love. Knowledge, that is, it may be divided into three classes: Satchitananda, the objective existence, the subjective existence like Chetan, Jiva soul, and another fundamental, categorical different thing, Anandam, or happiness or ecstasy. That is not only chit, not only subjective, but fulfillment of the subject. That Anandam, that is full in himself, Anandam. And that is the main element to be found in the Goloka. The knowledge is rather subservient there. The knowledge, gyan, anubhuti, perception, experience, may it be transcendental, but that is also subservient, subdued, and the automatic flow of anandam. That is the real characteristic of the Goloka section, the beauty, the harmony, Gyanasunna bhakti. Gyan does not play any part there. Something like intuition. Intuition. Intuitively they move and full of ecstasy. No movement by calculation. Sambandha gyan, intuition. Sambandha gyan. How and where from it comes, they may not get to know. They are instrument in the hands of that anandam I belong. That is Goloka. This we are told. If we have got spirit faith, then we shall take the trouble of making a journey towards that. The faith should be the guide, the greed, low, our attraction, our feeling of necessity for that thing, Shraddha, that goes ahead, yes, I want that. Then I begin, just as Hegel said, the idea approaches first, then the action. So, Shraddha, yes, I want that thing. Then I shall take the trouble of approaching towards that. So there is, we are told that the highest position is such that is intuitive labor of love, and they are vidas. And that is the conception of the highest quarter where one can find the best happiness or ecstasy. One who has got attraction for that, then he will take the trouble of accepting and going to that place that's given by Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. This is the Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the land of beauty. Satyam, the land of the conception of existence. Shivam, the land of good, and the Sundaram, the land of beauty. Shivam means Mangalam, that is which is a safe of mortality. That is Shivam, unassailable existence. Assailable existence, mortal existence, that is also that energy, that material energy, that also exists. But there is a land where no death. That is Shivam, considered to be Shivam, Mangalam, and Sundaram, the positive life of attraction. One aspires to live such life, worth living. Life worth living, that is Sundaram. The land is there in the highest quarter. Mahaprabhu, he called us for that, and Srimad Bhagavatam also. this, there is a side, and you may be a child of that side. If you find yourself, analyze yourself deeply, you would find that you are a child of that side. You are not created for this land where you are always suffering from apprehension of this and that, uncertainty. Apprehension and uncertainty, always troubling you. You must cross, go up, and you will find the Shivang, no apprehension on it. But the positive life, if you really like to have, then you will to go to enter into the area of Goloka, the land of beauty, the land of love. No consideration of calculation, no necessity of any reasoning, nothing else. No fraud, no deception can ever be dreamt of there in that land. So calculation, reasoning, they have got no place at all there. Automatically, all good, all beauty, all fulfillment there. It is the general conception. Then, for the satisfaction, Yogamaya has designed it in such a way that they are also afraid of missing Krishna. Krishna also afraid of missing Radharani or the Yashoda or these things. This is designed to maintain the pastimes there, not out of necessity, but a fashion. As a fashion, it is maintained for the purpose, not for want. জন্মলীলা পাঠটা হয়ে একটু দশ অবতার আর মহামন্ত্র একটু কীর্তন করে দিয়ে প্রসাদ সব পালনের ব্যবস্থা কর, বলে দাও যে তাড়াতাড়ি পাঠটা বেশি ভরাবেশি করতে হবে না, জন্মলীলাটা পাঠ করে দিন একটু মহারাজ।
Just now what we heard, I said just now what we heard from your lotus mouth, that the Krishna Leela is not a necessity but an actual fashion. This is the most revolutionary concept of it. It's so wonderful. That actually Krishna is not in need of anything, not even the pastime, actually.
রহে জীব গতি প্রেম স্বভাব কোটি লাভ হবে অত হেতু রহেতুষ্ট জুনদ মানব ভুজন চটি রূপ গোস্বামী গিভস দিস এক্সাম্পল দি সার্পেন্ট গোজ বাই ক্রুকেড জিগজ্যাগ দ্যাট ইজ নেচার সো ইন দি ল্যান্ড অফ প্রেম দি মান অভিমান অল দিস দ্যাট ইজ দি নেচার এ ফ্যাশন and not out of necessity. That is the way, that is Vilas.
Maharaj, last time, that is on Lalita Devi's appearance day, you were saying that how Lalita Devi goes out in the streets of Vrindavan like with a pen and paper and
canvassing.
Canvassing
right and left.
Yes.
Come and join my camp.
Yes.
I shall give you engagement in the service of Radha Govinda. That is inspiring.
So, Maharaj, for an aspirant, for somebody who is aspiring in devotional service, so it's such a thought that, yes, I can enroll myself in that particular. Can he have such an obhiman? Does he?
Of course. Otherwise, why does that exist? That is infinite, no limited room that says all the vacancies fulfilled, no room for any service. It is not like
but
that.
But I was thinking that if it is on the part of an aspirant,
oh yes, only
a Trishtami, I mean, whether it is on his what is called precocity, what is it, Trishtami?
Vishtada.
Vishtada.
That is audacity.
Audacity, yes.
Impertinence.
Yes, but is it not an audacity for an aspirer to go and ask to be engaged in this Mahidjo Lila?
Cannot, but necessity, internal necessity. Do not care all these things. Internal necessity has no law.
Right.
When anyone finds in him mechanically, unconsciously, he will go and appeal. The least mind can't resist. Hare Krishna.
This question was actually troubling me a lot, Maharaj. After hearing that, it was such a wonderful idea that how wonderful all these great devotees of the Lord are, that they are actually wanting simply to take them to the engagement.
No wonder facility on that side. Viva Mahaprabhu says, Vadaya Vaichana Parama Udara Otishaya Mandanata Bhaga Hamara. I want to, whatever it is, in my part. In the other side, there is no Tuchi Kakevale.
Fault?
No fault on the other side. That is to be, it is said by the Acharya. Namna magari yoda niyasadva shakti stattrapita jyamita smarani no kala eta adishi tava kripa bhagavan mahavi duddhiva midisha. I don't find any taste for you. It is hard like rock. No taste. So good. Unlimited grace. I am on your side. But I am so mean, so low. So hard. But these things also cannot come without the relativity of that. Such thought cannot come. And really in the relativity of that world, then also such thought comes. Oh, so grace, so much grace. He is feeling that grace and seeing unqualified in himself. And that is the begun. The fortune has begun there. When you take it. Necessity is the mother of invention. The Shraddha has come. Shraddha showing on his front such a great prospect. And he is very eager to attain that. But he feels that failure is also in one sense participating in a particular position. He is already in the relativity. Otherwise he cannot say such statement, make such statement. Hare Krishna. It is infinite. To whatever degree one may attain, but still unsatisfied, because that is infinite. So Napuna Gandhasti Garati Neharu Krandani Shobhagavaram. Very susceptible in his attainment. No. I have not got him in my position. Because it is impossible to get him in position. But position also is there in the negative sense. Negative's position of the positive, that is of that nature. I am so negative, and so much positive she can attract. As much as negative characteristic is found in particular place, the attraction for the positive is so much there. That is the underlying truth. So Radha means, I am in the highest need of Krishna. So much feeling of the necessity of the absence of Krishna, not to be found anywhere, as in her heart. And that satisfies Krishna. He wants, setting aside all demands, he come to satisfy the demand of that heart, whereas he is in the highest degree. Is it natural? Not natural. But it is dedication. Dedication, we are the unit of the aspect of the mighty of dedication, and not of fulfillment. Fulfillment is a stagnant thing. That is in the a qualification in the limited world. With the unlimited, such attitude that won't go, can't go with the unlimited. Their fashion is like that. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Khuda, Khuda.
Unquenchable thirst.
Unquenchable
thirst.
Unquenchable thirst. And a drop, very sweet, very, very sweet. A drop. Very, very sweet. Unquenchable thought. In Madras, one gentleman put questions to me. Your highest ideal is Chaitanya Deva, but he is a dangerous conception. Always mad with want of something. And crying and rubbing face in the world, so intense madness for the want of Krishna, that is a dangerous thing to us. We are rather afraid to take that ideal for our life. Vidare Vishad, Vidare Upare Vishad Jalahai, Vidare Anandamai, Krishna Premi Radhuta Choriti. That day, the hankering, the extreme hankering for the truth, that in itself, that is ananda. That I want only truth, nothing else. That is ananda. Not possessed by any unessential thing. That is ananda. Negative characteristic, is, that is nature, and there is its highest fulfillment there. It is a negative aspect, the intense feeling of negativity, that is the highest attainment, in its fullest, fullest position, fulfillment of life is there. Shakti, necessity, negative. No, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
So Maharaj, that negativity means humility.
Humility begins from humility. Tanada Vishnuke, Tadoda Vishaishtana, Amanina, Amanadena. Produced goes to that negativity. Humility. But not humility in the relativity of the this exploiting world. In relativity of the that dedicating world. Not clear.
What is the highest concept?
Humility not measured by the standard of the misguided souls.
Yes.
But by the standard of the Vaishnava, humility.
Yes.
Whatever it be, it must come from the normal standard, the measurement, and never by the standard supplied by the misguided soul. So many patriots, so many politicians, so many humanitarians, no. They are not by their standard. So the standard must come from the normal position. From the land of education, not by land of renunciation or exploitation or extended exploitation. Hare Krishna. Okay? Yeah. Rama? Huh?
Come on.
Kaitama, you catch it as well? You have to come on. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Vasu Maharaj, humility in the spiritual world means that I am the person who needs Krishna the most. Is that?
Humility, that I have nothing. I have nothing. Humility. Why should I seek honor? What quality I have got that I shall think that I have got a position? What position I have got? No position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, the tenadati, the tenad, the grass has got its some position, but I am vikrita, I am misguided. Not any real position of a straw I have got. Vikrita, misguided. That is,
perverted
and mad, and aside myself. He is, you know, the grass has got some.